Chapter 7. Tommy. How adventures concerning nude beaches and wandering eyes lead to lost love for our tender-hearted hero. It fucking happens every time. A chick starts dating me because she sees this tattooed rocker dude leading a wild, crazy, unpredictable existence, and she falls in love with that lifestyle. But over time, she starts to disapprove of what I am and tries to change it. Anyone who falls in love with me needs to realize that music is fucking number one. When you say that to a girl, she wonders if that means that she is number two. No, man. Heather was number one also. I had two number ones, and any girl I meet has to get used to riding shotgun with me and the music. Because I need a partner, not a leader. So hang with me and my music, and we will be all lovely. But that's not what happened with Heather. It was the typical celebrity marriage. At first, we thought that it was perfect because we were both experiencing fame and pressure, and thought that we could only settle down with someone who understood our jobs and was as busy as we were. But by the end, our narcissism and obsession with our careers got in the way. It was hard for me to get her to relax in public. When we cruised around the Greek islands, the first thing I wanted to do was chill on a nude beach. So we go there, and I stripped down and plunged into the water. I ran back, and she was still standing there with her swimsuit on this beautiful island full of naked people. She was so worried there'd be a photographer hiding in the rocks, and maybe she was right, but at the time, I didn't give a fuck if there was. In many ways, I felt inhibited around her. She threw a fit whenever I fell off the wagon, which maybe made sense, too, and she absolutely refused to let me get a big tattoo back piece that I wanted. I felt especially trapped because she wanted me to settle down, but at the same time, didn't want to go through with the other obligations of settling down. Nikki had a baby with a second on the way. Vince had three kids with three separate women. And Mick was already a fucking grandfather. I loved kids. I wanted to have one so badly with Heather, but every time she said no. She was concerned about her career and couldn't afford to be pregnant. Besides, she didn't seem to be that into kids. Whenever they came by, she'd get worked up because they were jumping on the furniture or had chocolate on their hands. Maybe she was too young or not at the right point in her life, or maybe she didn't want to have kids with someone like me, a theory that really nagged at me when she got pregnant right after hooking up with Richie Sambora. But I started to get bummed. I'd invested a lot of years in the relationship, and if there wasn't any chance of it moving forward, it was best to cut my losses. When I was born, my dad was already so old that he could hardly play ball with me. I wanted to be young enough to run around with my kids, have the same interests, keep up with them, and be a part of their lives until they grew up. When I'm in love, I have fucking blinders on. I don't even look at other women. But once I started reassessing my marriage with Heather, just as I'm sure she was reassessing me, my eyes started drifting. And after your eyes start drifting, your mind starts drifting. And after your mind starts drifting, your hands start drifting. And after your hands start drifting, it's all bad forever after. And we lasted through 7 years of craziness, through the ups and downs of both our careers, through my mad drug and alcohol abuse and the fucking torture of rehab, through the crazy-ass success of Dr. Feelgood. And there's something to be said for that. We made it pretty long, considering. Strangely, after Heather and I split up, a couple of drunk assholes kicked the shit out of Karabi and me while we were walking down the street. As I was lying in a hotel bed recuperating, there was a noise at my door, and I looked up to find Honey letting herself into the room. It was the first time I had seen her in 9 years. She walked to the bed, bent over, gave me a blowjob, and left without a word. I haven't seen her since. As I lay there, confused and empty afterward, I realized just how lonely I was without Heather. Because after 7 years of marriage, you look around for your friends and realize they're long gone. But at the same time, I was excited. I was excited to fall in love again, not with another girl, but with music. There was a whole new school of bands coming out, hard, heavy shit like Pantera and Prong. And with Vince gone and a tattooed dirtbag like Karabi in, we finally had the tools to get into some real shit.